Blog Talk Radio.
Stafford with Promise of Hope Radio right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and today is a really special day for us because it's not only the day after Mother's Day, so if you're listening, and maybe you're listening in archive, or maybe you're listening to us live, and you had you celebrated Mother's Day yesterday, we just want to say happy Mother's Day to you, and we are so excited for you and so thankful for all the moms and everything that they do for us. And so we're excited about that. We're also excited about it being the 11th of May, and we're well into the month of May now, and so many things going on with Promise of Hope that we want to talk about, BGR and the Kentucky Baptist Convention, and just so many things that are just going on all over the place with the work that God has entrusted to us through the Promise of Hope Ministries. And so we're just really, really excited about that. But I think the thing that I'm most excited about, Chuck, is that yesterday for Mother's Day, we hit a landmark with the Tell Your Story campaign, and that is that we hit the magic number of 30 decisions. Our 30th decision came in yesterday. I believe it was about 12 o'clock noon Eastern yesterday. So we've hit that number of 30, so we're really starting to see the decisions start to really come in now, as we've been seeing this ministry of Tell Your Story really roll out to so many different people. And so I'm really excited that we finally got to a number like 30 that we can really start to see the impact of this on people's lives.
Boy, Tim, that is so true. And, you know, it's I've likened it to a spiritual snowball rolling down a hill.
Yeah.
The more stories we get, the more opportunities we're going to have to share the gospel. And the more opportunities we have to share the gospel, the more decisions that will be made. And I just have a great time. Janice and I, we're taking a little bit of time off right now. This is our annual vacation week. And all I'm doing is just passing out cards, saying, hey, won't you listen to my story? Here, listen to my story. And got people everywhere listening to our story. We're just having a ball with it. And it's, you know, and now I tell them, you know, I don't have anything to sell. It's not going to cost you any money. It's only about 6 minutes long. So just take time to listen to it. And they do. And, you know, to have 30 salvation decisions from the compilation of all our stories already happening, that's awesome. And thank you for the work that you're doing to make sure we stay on top of things technologically, because without that, this thing wouldn't be working.
Well, I tell you what, I have a great team, and it is my pleasure to be a part of it. And we are just constantly, you know, there's always something that we're constantly trying to upgrade. And you know what, Chuck, it's kind of become an obsession. Maybe this is time for me to have an intervention, but I have a Tell Your Story obsession. I think about it all the time. I'm constantly messing with it. I'm always trying something new. For everything that we do end up going with, I have probably 27 ideas that were a total flop that nobody knows about. And it's just it's an obsession, Chuck. I'm going to need therapy. I think I can't seem to keep my mind off of it. But it is a very, very a very fun project, and we're it is amazing the opportunities that God is opening for us to, and the people that God has sent us. I mean, I can think of just to highlight a couple. I can think of Travis Jansen, who is one of our lead programmers. He is just absolutely unbelievable, and Travis works for General Motors, and he is absolutely a coding genius, and he has just, I mean, the time that he has put in to this project to just keep it, to upgrade it to the next level technologically for us, and to help us understand what we need to do to make sure that it continues to be everything it needs to be. I mean, he is just an outstanding member of our team and a wonderful guy. He's got a young family, and he loves the Lord. I mean, just can't say enough about him. And Dr. Rick Baer, who is a professor at Frostburg State University, he handles a lot of the technical stuff that is, it's not the new technical stuff. He helps maintain all the old technical stuff that we have running all the time, and he is constantly doing that. Plus, he leads up our team that does all of the church builds. So when a church gets the Tell Your Story campaign and wants it for their own church, then he's the guy that coordinates that whole effort of getting it on, getting it up and running and all that. He is just he's a wonderful guy, good Christian guy, and he and his wife are just wonderful people. And then of course, Dr. Craig Lee, who I could not do anything without him at this point in the life of not only Tell Your Story, but so many other things that we do. And he personally contacts all of the pastors that are involved. I mean, Craig is on the phone with people doing Tell Your Story campaigns, parties. It's wild. He is just on the phone. He is a pastor in Arkansas, and he just absolutely loves people. And he's just a wonderful guy. And he and his wife Lisa, I've known them for a long time. And Craig used to be he used to do logistics for the Air Force, so he understands how to make sure these things go off without a hitch. And he just does a great job. So I mean, and there are so many others, Chuck. I mean, I'm not naming them all. I mean, I can just think of, we've got so many, but that are part of it. But you know, these guys are just put their heart and soul into this thing, and so many other things. But this Tell Your Story campaign would not be, it just simply wouldn't be working the way it is without them. And so I don't want to take all the credit. The credit is as much theirs as mine, but we all together just love seeing the fact that this thing is reaching people for the gospel, and some of the things that are coming in the future, and the ideas that we have, and I mean, it's all just really exciting to be working on it. And I just want to say one final thing, Chuck, and I know you agree that I just want to thank continue to thank the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and the Billy Graham School of Evangelism. They have really, really stepped in to help us, and they help us get a lot of these things accomplished as well. And they have really taken this project as their own, and it's just been really great to deal with them. And I've just been really excited to have them on board. And so, what an exciting thing, Chuck! I mean, what an exciting thing that something like Tell Your Story can be becoming so big. Such a big blessing to the expansion of the kingdom of God. It's an honor for me to be a part of it.
You know, Tim, I completely agree. I think we've seen just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what can and will be accomplished, I think, through this. And I appreciate your humility in honoring your team, but I'm going to tell you, everything rises and falls in leadership. You're the linchpin. I mean, you're the guy that is pulled it together, made it happen, and I appreciate you. I appreciate your leadership, and I appreciate your ability to size up the situation, determine who needs to be applied to it, and then you have the resources, the energy, the opportunity to make sure that it gets that the right people get in the right places, doing the right things. That's what makes something like this a success. But I tell you, you know, I appreciate you mentioning the Billy Graham School of Evangelism, because they have stepped up. You know, with Adam Greenway's leadership, Adam has become a dear friend since I've been in Kentucky, and he's just one of those young men who's extremely brilliant, a phenomenal leader, has a remarkable capacity to infuse evangelism into whatever he's doing, and he has really, really stepped up on this and done a tremendous job of making sure that we're able to keep the bills paid and keep things flowing, and I've greatly, greatly appreciated that about him. And I think the future of what we're going to be able to do with Tell Your Story is yet to be written. There's so many anecdotal stories that are floating back to me, or even that I've experienced personally. Friday night, we have a tradition whenever we're all gathered together in our hometown in South Carolina, we go out to eat with my parents. Of course, Mom and Dad are getting up in age. Dad's 91, and Mom's pushing 90, and we all went out to one of our favorite restaurants on Friday night, and you know, we're just sitting around having a great time, and the waitress brought the bill, and as she was walking off, I got up and walked over to her and handed her one of my cards and started just asking her if she'd be willing to listen to my story and explain to her, you know, that I wasn't selling anything, but that it was a story about my life and how it had changed. It was only 6 minutes long. And she looked at it, and her next question threw me a little bit off guard. She said, "What church do you go to?" And I laughed, and I explained to her that I live in Louisville, Kentucky, and explained to her what the site was all about, that it was telling about my encounter with Jesus and how I came to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And asked her if she was, in fact, a Christian, and she said, "Yes, I am." And I said, "Well, you know, you can share your story." So she took a couple of cards and said she was going to go back. She's a member of King Baptist Church in Lexington, South Carolina. Said she was going to go back and share it with her pastor, and that she would be getting on the website and sharing her story so that she could get her cards to pass out too. So
wow.
We're not only winning people to Jesus, but we're also inspiring people who maybe in the past have never had an opportunity or even taken an opportunity to witness. And now we get the opportunity of helping them be empowered to witness as well.
That's right.
And it's so easy for folks to do. Those that are listening to us, I would encourage you to do it because it's not an exercise of the mind. It's not an intellectual exercise. So many times we do witnessing programs. You know, you have to memorize.
Right.
So many steps. You have to memorize this, you have to memorize that in order to be able to present it. And it almost becomes a stilted presentation because you're trying to remember if you're saying the right things. But when you're simply telling your story of how you encountered Jesus, it's an exercise of the heart. You're simply telling what Jesus has meant to you and how he's changed your life. And you don't have any specific hoops that you have to jump through. You just get to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit guides your conversation and your presentation and then guides you to whoever you choose to lend a card to. And, you know, for those people that feel, you know, technologically challenged, this is not a technological exercise. This is
a
very,
right.
very highly relational type of interaction. All you've got to do, if you have a cell phone and you know how to make a phone call, you can do this. That's the extent of the technological ability that you need to have. And so, you know,
right.
I'm praying that over the process of the next few weeks, we'll go up to over 500 stories and we'll start approaching over 50 salvation decisions, and we'll just see it continue to gain steam as we go along.
That's right. Well, just, you know, and that's the thing, Chuck. I want people to know, too, that, you know, one of the one of the commitments I made, and I didn't really make it to anybody in particular, but I made it to the Lord early on, was that this was a tool that we wanted people to use. And so since this was a tool that we wanted people to use, we wanted them to use it over and over, we wanted them to feel like it was something that they could share with their friends, and anybody, any age group, anywhere in the country could use it. The kicker for us was we had to make it so that people felt comfortable with how it worked. And so even this last week, I called a pastor, and he had some concerns about some things that were happening with his people. You know, they were confused about some things. So I got with my team, and we're rolling out some stuff this week to make it even less confusing. We listened to every – I want people to know, Chuck, that because we made that commitment from the very beginning – every time something comes in, I talk about it with my team. Nothing comes by us that I don't talk about. Now, sometimes, you know what? Sometimes we make a small adjustment to something. This week, we're going to be rolling out something, you know, that's going to be a little bit more work. Next week, we may not have to do anything at all. And then in some cases, like what we've had in the recent past, is that we've had to do major changes so that it was even easier for people to get information and interact with us and everything. It doesn't matter to me. That I just want, if whether you're 22, 92, or you're 12, and you call me and say, "Hey," or you write us at the very bottom of the website, it says, are you having trouble, or talk to the webmaster, or whatever, that comes directly to me. If people want to write me something, if they've got a problem, if they got confused about something, if whatever, we listen to every single one of those, and we usually make something significantly, we change something significantly to make sure that that doesn't happen again. The only way we can know is when people tell us. And so we just want people to know that, hey, you know, if you give Andy a call, and Chuck, we haven't really given Andy his due either. I mean, Andy McDonald at Kentucky Baptist, I mean, he has just been phenomenal, and he and I work together a lot, and I want to make sure to shout out to him that he is a man with a heart for evangelism, and, you know, he is, and a heart for people, and he has just been an awesome force in helping us keep this thing moving along. But if people call Andy at the Kentucky Baptist, if they email you, if they email us through Promise of Hope, if they email me directly through RU Institute, it doesn't matter. They can talk to their pastor. Their pastor can come to, us. I mean, it just really doesn't matter. You know, we're going to help people, and we're going to make the site better to help people. But, Chuck, I got to tell you the story. This is the most hilarious thing. I mean, this is hilarious. Just to prove to you how real that is. Somebody went to their pastor, Kentucky. Now, I don't know who this is, and it doesn't matter, but somebody went to their pastor and said, I'm having an internet problem. Can you help me? Well, he couldn't help. So he said, you know, there's a guy that works with Chuck McAllister, and he does the Tell Your Story thing, and we've been on the phone with them. So why don't you give these people a call and see if maybe they can help you? So this little old lady, she was 81 years old. Her name was Joan. That's all I know. She called Dr. Craig, and then Craig got her to me. And she called me, and I answered the phone. And she said, hello, my name is Joan, and I have an internet problem. And my pastor, I went to my pastor, and he said, maybe I could help. Maybe you could help. And so I said, sure. I said, that'd be great. She told me that she was from a Baptist church in Kentucky. And I said, okay, well, great. I would be glad to help you. And so she said, I have a refrigerator that has a part on it that doesn't work anymore, and I need help, somebody to search the internet to find a part for me. Now, Chuck, I have received a whole lot of calls in my day, but I have never received a call asking me to look for a part for a refrigerator on the internet. So I looked for the part for her, Pastor Chuck. I looked for that part, and man, she told me she had bought the refrigerator 18 years ago, and she can't find the part, and then her handyman told her the part wasn't available anymore, but that we might be able to find it on the internet. Well, I couldn't find the part. It is indeed discontinued. But she told me that she was going to have to go buy a new, you know, I told her I was afraid she'd have to buy a new refrigerator, and could I get her some help with that? Does she need help getting it? And she said that she would be fine. But she told me, she goes, well, thank you so much, and I just want you to know that I've told my story on the Tell Your Story site, and I give it to everybody that I can. And I'm telling you, Chuck, you know what? That is just, it's just worth it. And if anybody needs to call me about anything, I'll answer the phone, and I'll certainly help whoever calls, even if you need me to help you look for a part for your refrigerator. It doesn't matter. We're just going to, you know, if I can be helpful, and if I can help the technology be less of an issue for people to share their story, that's what we're going to do. And so I just want people to understand where our heart is, and that just, to me, that's the most hilarious story. I mean, I just, that's who we want to be. We want to be people that just take the sting out of technology for people so they can use it and glorify God. And so I can't think of a story that's a better one than that one.
That to me is what it's all about. I mean, here we're taking a precious lady who's trying to find parts for a refrigerator, and she's beginning to see us as the expert on technology, and now all of a sudden she's wanting to use technology to share her faith. And that's the thing that's exciting about this too, is people who otherwise would never ever utilize technology for the kingdom or for anything else have begun to become convinced that they can use it, and that they can use it not just for their own benefit, but for the benefit of winning many people to Jesus Christ. And that's our prayer, is that that's exactly what happens, that there'll be more and more people coming to know Jesus as a result of the everyday person sharing their faith. That it's a grassroots effort, and it's a grassroots movement.
Right.
It takes folks like you and your team that are going to make sure that we stay functional and we keep doing what we're doing. But you know, it's up to everybody to be involved, and then whatever their circle of influence is, they get to invite people to hear those stories, to be a part of those stories. More and more people then have the opportunity of coming to know Jesus Christ and having an encounter with Jesus.
That's right. And remember, you know, folks, these are the 30 that have told us about their decision. There could be 300 for all we know. We can't know because we don't know if they go to church. You know, maybe they heard somebody's story and they went to church and they've gone for a month now and then they finally accepted Christ. We'll never know all of that unless they come back and tell us. But we know of 30 right now that have done that. But Chuck, you know, that sometimes you can get caught up in numbers. You can think, you know, gosh, I mean, there's just seems like 30. You know, what does that mean? Well, I just want people to understand that some of the numbers that we could share with you are so unbelievable. I mean, like, for instance, since the beginning of time that we were recording, now this, what I mean by that is we had to have an official start date in order to record the analytics. There were some dates ahead of that we couldn't measure because we were building and it was just too hard. So from the time that we started measuring, which was probably about a month after we actually launched is when we could actually start measuring. So within the first month of us rolling out the TYS website for public use since then, and that was probably, I'd have to look it up to know the exact, you know, what the dates are, but we've had 101,640 unique visitors.
That's
100,000 people have uniquely visited the website. We average 736 unique visitors a day. We have 223,000 stories have been listened to. And average is the two people, if they come onto the site, will listen to about 2.25 stories each. I mean, that's just all time. In the last 30 days, and this was as of the 4th of this month, I just know about the newest numbers for the decisions. But it takes us, there's so much traffic and so much to crunch, Chuck, that it takes us 2 weeks to keep ahead all the time. I'm always 2 weeks behind because it's so much data. So, but as of the 4th, we had 20,000, so from the 4th of this month from the 4th of last month to the 4th of this month, we had 20,257 unique visitors with an average of 676 visitors a day and 50,000 page views. And so it actually had gone up from the average, which was 2.5 stories each. And, I mean, we're talking about 117 cities, 15 states, 2 countries, over 400 stories shared. We've had website visitors from 575 cities and counties, 41 states, and 12 countries. I mean, it's huge. It's absolutely amazing. We send out about 218 texts a day. We hear we're at 30 decisions. And currently we have 2 churches that are doing it as well. And so, I mean, it is just, it's amazing. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing to think that 100,000 people have looked at the website from all over the world. And so,
and you
what
know,
can
Sam,
we say
we
more
have,
than that?
Yeah, and we don't have any idea how many decisions have been made from those churches' websites that have launched their own. So, I mean, here we are.
Right.
You know, it's just ignited basically a movement, which is what we wanted to do. You know, I've been reading a book that was given to me by Brian Combs that was popularized with TED Talks called The Starfish and the Spider. Tremendous expression of business plans and models for organizational structure in the current world in which we live. And the analogy is that, you know, so much of the organizational structure that we've had in the past in business, and this applies very much to ministry, has been spider-oriented. Spider has a head and it has 8 legs. And so if you want to kill a spider, you just crush its head and that's it, it's done. And what the internet is doing and what technology is doing now. It's birthing starfish organizations. Well, with a starfish, it has five legs. You pull a piece of a starfish's leg off and you throw it out there, an entirely new starfish grows. And so you cannot even begin to, there's no head to crush. And so it's not a centralized organization, as in a spider. It's a decentralized organization. It's a perfect expression of what ministry needs to be. You know, when Jesus established the church, he did not establish the church with a hierarchical, centralized location and say, okay, y'all run everything through Peter, or you run everything through this person. And it became, and therefore it did not become a centralized, but instead he said, go and make disciples, and lo, I'm with you always unto the end of the age. And he was establishing a starfish organization. That is exactly what Tell Your Story is doing. We are igniting fires of evangelism. We are igniting fires that cannot be stopped. And, you know, one reason that Al-Qaeda cells and Al-Qaeda and ISIS itself is so effective is that it has no centralized organization. It's made up of multiple cells that are spread out, and that's why it's so difficult to combat something like this. Well, the enemy is going to have the same trouble combating Tell Your Story. I mean, there is no centralized place. There is no centralized thing. If we get people moving and sharing and a grassroots effort burst where people may or may not use the website, but they're inspired and encouraged to go about telling their story, then, my goodness, that becomes a movement. And that's our heart. Our desire is to see it become that movement. And then we get numerous people encountering Jesus. And that's really what it's all about.
That's right. I mean, the reality is we know, just because, you know, we've been around long enough to just know how some of the numbers work. You know, you start getting these kind of numbers on a regular basis, and Chuck, even if it begins to level out over time, which we haven't seen that, but even if it does begin to level out over time, if you are getting 200-300 people a day listening to people's testimonies, you're bound to get people that make decisions, because the power of God's word and his the witness of those who have been transformed because of him, that's the most powerful thing in the universe. I mean, as far as human transformation goes. I mean, because you can't deny it, you can't outthink it, you can't, you know, you can't mitigate against it. It is what it is. I mean, if God changed my life, he changed my life. And you can't prove that it didn't happen. You can't, you know, I mean, it is what it is. And so that's what makes this just so amazingly powerful. And I just think that it is such an amazing moment for us. And we really are engaged to try to help the churches that are involved with this campaign and those that will come on board in the future to really help, to really be able to utilize this platform just for that, to be able to really use it in a way that people can understand that these, you know, if you're interested in what our church is about, I see that the future being, Chuck, that, you know, you go to a website for a church, and it'll say, there'll be an About Us page, you know, and it'll say, you know, that the church was established in 1942, and they hear all the pastors that have been here, and, you know, it has all these things, and what its focus is, mission statement, and all that. You know, there's nothing wrong with any of those things. But I picture the day when, you know, here's the history of our church, if you're interested in that. But if you want to know what the story of our church is, listen to the folks that are here, and check out our Tell Your Story campaign, and join us if you have a story, and, you know, and these Tell Your Story parties where people from all ages are getting together, and they're using their cell phones, and they're lighting up our tree out here, you know, and just going crazy and giving their testimonies. And I mean, that's really where it's at. And you're right, it's something that cannot be legislated against. It cannot be stopped. And you know, in a world, Chuck, where 2,000 pornography sites are going up a day, it's time that we get this kind of traffic, that we use this in a greater way for the gospel. And I think that's exactly what Tell Your Story is doing. And I think it's certainly bigger than anything I ever thought it would be. And I don't mean to lack faith here. I just, you know, you just think, well, we'll have to build it from state to state, and we're going to have to, you know, you kind of see it in a different way. And I mean, it's so big right now just with one state.